are you? Amen. Exalt your name. Amen. Thank you for your word. Your word is life. It's life, you know, for them that find it. Praise God. As we open your word today, let us benefit from the words that are daring. We ask for the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. The spirit of wisdom, spirit of revelation, to be able to comprehend what is the mystery, you know, of our fellowship with Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll just start off, before I go into types, you know, the way I was instructed to preach is that I go into a lot of allegories, a lot of types, you know, typology. That means somehow the Lord, over the years, has been able to make me see certain revelations in the Bible. And of course, these things are things that cannot be understood except by the Spirit of God. Praise God. But no matter how these things come, they have one scope, and that is to bring us to the unity of the faith, which is in Christ. I'm going to read something that Jesus Christ said, some of the last words he made before going to the cross. Very important statement that should never be ignored, because when we understand these fundamental truths, it's going to build us up and, you know, make us stable in our walk with God. Now, this was Jesus Christ to disciples, John chapter 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. He said that he has things to tell the disciples at that time. Say, but the things were too heavy for the disciples.
Not much room.
Yes, you know, they can't hear those kind of things because they look very, they will look out of place. They will look stupid, foolish. They look, you know, blasphemous. You know, things that we are hearing today. Some of these things, you know, you cannot preach them in the outer world because they will simply stone you. They will label you a false prophet. And Jesus Christ told them that there are certain things he wanted to tell them and they could not bear them now. But he says, this is promise. But howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, the Holy Ghost, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He's going to show you things to come. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Now the Father here is God. I said all things that God the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while you shall not see me, and again a little while you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now let us stop there. I just want us to try and understand what Jesus Christ is saying here, because he's speaking out of his divine self. He's not speaking out as a man in this instance. You see, Jesus Christ was speaking out of an identity that has been from eternity. You see, he was not speaking in the consciousness of a man that was born in a manger. You know that kind of thing. He was not speaking out of the consciousness of a man that was born physically in this natural world, but he had awakened to realize himself that is from eternity. And he now says that whatever is mine is what is the Father's, and whatever the Father's is, the Father's is what is mine. And it says that the work of the Spirit of God is to do what? Is to give you, to reveal to you these things that are of what? Of God. And the things which are of God are of the Son also. Because the Son, like we just heard over the past couple of days, is an embodiment of God Himself. The Son is the embodiment of God. And we said that the Son is a what? It's a many-membered body. It's a composite body of multitudes. We're going to see all these things now very soon in the scripture. And you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. You see it? Everything that is of God is belongs to the Son. Paul writes in his letters to the Colossians and to the Ephesians. He says that the fullness of God dwells in the Son. Everything that is God dwells in the Son. And the Son and God are one. It's one entity. So what you are seeing when Jesus Christ was appearing in this world was God manifest in the flesh. Now these things are written in the Bible. They are not things that, you know, I'm forming out of my head here. Paul says the mystery of godliness. God manifested in the flesh and preach in this world. Now, who do you think that God is manifested in this flesh is? First of all, this thing was apparent through Jesus, because that was God manifest in the flesh. And today, we who are the church, being the pillars upon the earth, the pillars of God's temple upon the earth, we also partake of this mystery. We also manifest this mystery to the world today. So the Holy Ghost is not here for just many, many things that we've taught in the past. It's not just to provide the plate of food or the table, but rather to reveal the things that pertain to God to man, so that man can also be a partaker of that divine life that is in God. See, the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. What are those things to come? He's talking about things to come in God's kingdom. Things to come in the end. Have you heard of the beginning and the end?
Mm.
Have you heard of the Alpha and the Omega?
Yes.
The first and the last?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is here to reveal to you the last. He's here to reveal to you the end. He's here to reveal to you the Omega of the matter. And all that is found in the glorified Christ. He will announce things to come. He will show you things to come. And these things that he's showing us are the things that pertain to God. God's world, God's kingdom. Now, God's world is not this world that we are living in. See, this realm that we live in, where we can touch, where we move our mind, this is the realm of men. It's written in the Psalms that he has given the earth unto men, but the heavens are the Lord's. Now we're talking of this. In this sense, we're trying to say that God's realm is in the spirit. See, but the natural carnal world that we live in is the realm of men. Praise God. God's world is invisible. God's world is eternal. And I tell you, when I say invisible, they are invisible to the natural carnal senses, but they are real. When you are awoken in the spiritual senses, you will know that God's kingdom is real. It is a present reality. It is real. And, you know, all that men need to do is to awaken and enter into it. So all that the Spirit is here to do is to draw us back into that glory, into that realm that is of God. You see it? When we be partakers of that one body which is in Christ. Praise God. Anything that the Father has is mine. The invisible things of God. Everything that pertains to God's realm, God's world, is being revealed to us today so that we can be partakers of God's kingdom. Praise God. Because this world that we live in is outside of God. It has got nothing to do with God's blessings or God's whatever. It's man's order, and with time, everything will what? Will dissolve. See it? Everything will what? Dissolve. Whether we like it or not, if we like, we can try and preserve it. We can try and make it, you know, perfect it as much, bandage it heal it as much as we want, it will what? Dissolve. See it? Peter says that those who are wise, see it, seeing that these present things are going to be dissolved, what kind of mind will you have? Would you be wise and be looking unto the real one? Isn't it? Would you be wise to be looking unto the new heavens and the new earth, which is in God, where true righteousness can be found? See, where true justice can be found? Because this world will dissolve. Everything that you think you have, everything that you think you are, everything will dissolve. Praise God. And as everything dissolves, we begin to see the one that lives forever. And in reality, we all are in that one that lives forever. Praise God. And it's a glorious experience. Eh? You don't hear these things, a tendency to feel sad and all that. But I tell you, this world is tribulation. A world of fear, torments, ups and downs and worries and all that kind of stuff. You see, this world is not as is. It has got nothing to do with God's paradise. There's a realm. See, hallelujah. There's a place where, of joy. Joy unspeakable. See, there's a realm where you can walk in the glory of God freely. You know, without being hindered. It is real and we can enter in right now. This is why we're hearing these things today. See, in the letter to the Corinthians, 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, see, we are talking about the wisdom of God, because the wisdom of God is generally not accepted in this present world. The wisdom of God is like foolishness. How can you call yourself rich? How can you call yourself the Lord of glory? Show me your houses. Show me your wealth. See, let me see your evidence of this thing. Let us... You see, this is what the world wants, isn't it? Now, Jesus Christ was appeared and called himself the Son of God. And they couldn't imagine that. How can? He was just an ordinary man. There's no evidence, see, of material wealth in this man, you know? See, but it's obvious from his work that he had the power over the material wealth, isn't it?
Yes.
He had the power to draw out from the spirit anything that he wants. Do you know why we have big accounts today? Do you know why we plan for tomorrow?
No.
Do you know why we do all these things in this world today?
No.
It's because it's fear. No. See, when a man, because we lost that covering, that knowledge of I, we lost the knowledge of the Son of God that we are. Praise God.
Amen.
See, now, if I had the power to multiply one loaf of bread here to 10 loaves of bread, will I worry about tomorrow?
No.
If I had the power to command a car to walk in front of me, to appear in front of me, to use, will I need a bank account?
No.
See, why? So because this world itself is governed by fear, and people are absent from the reality of God's power. But the Bible, we know from the Bible that He's here to restore the glory and the power. See it? Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come is the unveiling, is the realization of the kingdom that we lost in the beginning. Now, this kind of things that we are speaking here is not something that, you know, you can truly... You need the revelation. You need God to reveal these things to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the Holy Spirit, like Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians, he says that we speak with a wisdom, see, that is not of this world. A wisdom that the men of this age cannot understand. Now, if the men of this age or the princes of this world knew these things that we are speaking of, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Do you know up to this very day they are crucifying the Lord of glory? Because they are not accepting the revelation of the Christ, the living one, up to this very day. If you preach Christ today, in reality, the true Christ, you'll be kicked out. the Christ that is being preached today in the systems of religion and in the world is not Christ. It's just an idol. Because what they see is just a man. A good man, you know. They see a man of flesh and blood, but they've not been able to pierce through the spirit to understand what is the mystery of the Christ. And this is what the Holy Ghost is here to reveal to us. To reveal to us the things that pertain to Christ. The secrets of Christ. Praise God. Not for head knowledge, but so that we can enter in and be partakers. And look at what it says here. It says that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man. We're talking of the mortal man here. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all the things, even the deep things of God. See, what man knows the things of a man, save the Spirit of man that is with him? And even so, the things of God, no man knows, see it, except the Spirit of God. But we have not received the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit of what? Of God. That we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. See it? And God teaches us these things with a wisdom that is not of this world. Mm. A wisdom that the men of this age call foolishness. Mm. Praise God. A wisdom that the men of this world cannot comprehend. It is foolishness to them. That's why when you preach, people are sleeping. People are laughing at you. They are not interested. When you come meetings, they say there was that man again, and they, you know, they don't come to your meetings. See, and Jesus Christ says, beware. Beware. Praise God. Your wealth and your glory does not consist in the things that you gather unto yourself in this world. Praise God. It's how you can know the mystery of the fellowship that is hidden in Christ. That is where life is. Praise God. So you can see the Holy Ghost is here to reveal to us the realm of God. The realm of God is the realm of enjoyment. It's the realm of paradise. He has come to reveal that realm that eyes, natural man has not seen. Natural man has not heard of this, but these things are being revealed to us today. So that we can know the things that are freely given to us. Now, mark that word. Things that are freely given to us. The goods of God are freely given to what? Everybody. Every man. See, but to partake of them, every man must be able to discipline himself to listen and to receive the testimony of the Son of God that we're hearing today. Praise God. So we're hearing the deep things of God. The deep things of God from the depths of God. And as we hear these things, heavens are open and we begin to see visions of God's kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The prophecy from the book of Joel and the great prophets of old was that in the last days, God will pour out his spirit on all flesh. See it. Now when he says pour out his spirit on all flesh, flesh talks of man. Flesh is just men who are without the spirit of God. But the spirit of God, God is pouring out the spirit of men today so that they can see visions and prophesy. Bible says that they shall see visions and they shall prophesy. What visions are they seeing? They are seeing visions of God. They are seeing visions of the mystery of God so that they can be partakers of the same. Not just for head knowledge, so that they can enter in and, you know, be partakers of God's glory. The Bible says all men have seen and what? Falling short of the glory of God. And we have said that the glory of God is all embedded in the body of Christ. Because the fullness of God dwells in that body. All men are falling short of that glory of God. See, but through the gospel today, we can all be partakers of the glory of God. But how can we hear and understand this is if not by the Spirit of God? It's impossible. Praise God. Jesus Christ says that if any man cannot live all for my sake, he's not worthy of me. Now, when you look at that statement, he's trying to say that he is the prize. He's your prize. He's not speaking here out of a man born in a manger. He's not speaking here about a man of flesh and blood. He's speaking out of the consciousness of the Lord of glory. That one that lives forever. He says that you are not worthy of me. You are not worthy of me, the Lord of glory, if you cannot live your life. Forsake all for my sake. Forsake all in this natural world, in this material dimension, in this physical world, to enter into my world. Praise God. It says that those that have left all for my name's sake shall inherit what? Hundredfold. Say it, brethren, houses, lands. See, in this age you shall inherit hundredfold, and in the age to come, in the world to come, see it, eternal life. And that eternal life is in God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, in the ascension, if you follow all, you know how you follow Christ? It's in the ascension. How do you ascend? It's by the ascending higher. And as you follow him, you begin to, all your attachments to the outer world begins to be dropped. See, because a rich man cannot enter in through the eye of a needle into God's kingdom. Who is the rich man? The rich man is a man who has a sense of belonging to this natural world, this world of time and space. See, that dimension is a dimension of spirit. And I, the Lord, am the Spirit. It's written here. All this in the Bible. Say, the Lord is the Spirit. And that Spirit is in above all, in you all, through all, is everywhere. But we have to ascend consciously. And when you ascend consciously, you begin to ascend consciously. Now you begin to be aware that in reality, God feels all in all. It's not head knowledge. You become consciously aware of these things. And you begin to flow in that river of God. You begin to have your being in that river. Everything. Praise God.
Amen.
So we're speaking here of visions of God. See, our eyes now is beginning to open now to see the mystery of the fellowship that we have in God from the beginning of the world. See, to see is to understand. When you say, I see, it means that you understand. Now I begin to understand. Hallelujah. I begin to understand the mystery of this fellowship that we had in God from the beginning. And I begin to understand the will of God that we'll be baptized back into that body. That we enter back into that body. Now I see. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. You know, Philip was trying to ask Jesus to show him the Father. And Jesus asked him, you've been with me all these years and you still don't know the Father. You know, and what they said, what do you mean? Don't you believe that the Father is working in me? Is God that is working through me? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ was revealing the mystery of our oneness with God. And we have to see that mystery. Show us the Father. If you want to see the Father, open your eyes and you will see the Father in the creation. Praise God. We have to enter into this revelation and walk in it by faith. See, this is the only way by which we can be saved. This is the only way by which we can be, you know, partake of the glory of God. See, it. Ezekiel had a vision. In the first chapter of Ezekiel, it's an Old Testament. You know, all these things mix together and come to become one at the end of the day. Because these Old Testament prophets were all prophesying concerning the glory of God. They were all prophesying concerning the glory of Christ. But they didn't understand themselves. So they were all still looking at something in the sky and still expecting something to happen. They never came to the knowledge of the fact that the kingdom of God that they are looking for is within them. They never understood the mystery of Christ, that we are the manner in which we are seeing and understanding it today. See, because what we are hearing, Isaiah didn't understand it. Moses did not understand it. Even Jesus Christ says that the least, the smallest, the lowest in God's kingdom is higher than the greatest prophets of old. See, why? Because they did not have the key to God's kingdom. They did not have the revelation to see the things that we are seeing today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 1 saw a vision. He saw a vision of the Lord of glory. Actually, he was seeing the vision of Christ. Amen. He was seeing the vision of Christ, and you know, and that vision of Christ that he was seeing is so that we can be partakers of it. It's a mystery that God wants us to see and to understand.
Mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to start off from Ezekiel chapter 1. I just read a few verses because Ezekiel chapter 1 is quite complex. There are too many figures, and you know, if we start to read the whole chapter, we'll be lost. But I also wanted to see something. It says that now it came to pass that in the 30th year, in the fourth month, and in the fifth day of the month, I was among the captives by the river of Cheba. See it, that the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. Praise God. I jump to verse 4. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind coming out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Praise God. And out of the midst of this fire and all that came the likeness of four living creatures. See it. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he now goes down to describe this vision that he saw in heaven. Through all the chapter 1, in Ezekiel chapter 1, you see that Ezekiel is explaining this great vision of God that he saw. Very, very glorious vision. But you can see he started off with a cloud, a glorious cloud with fire, a bright cloud with fire inside the cloud enfolding. And he saw within the cloud someone like in the likeness of a man, see it, who had four faces, which look like four beasts. And of course, it's a very, very complex vision. But I just want you to notice that glory cloud today represents the glory of God that we all descended from in the beginning. Now look, if you notice why Jesus Christ ascended, what happened to him? When he transfigured, what happened? Did you see that same cloud? Bible says that he was encircled with a bright cloud. When he transfigured, a bright cloud came and, you know, encompassed him. That is the same cloud you as Ezekiel saw. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ezekiel was seeing Christ. See it. And I'll tell you one secret. He was not just seeing only Jesus. He was seeing you and I in our glorified states. I'll prove it to you. Ezekiel saw in this same chapter, verse 24, he noticed one thing. That whenever the Lord of glory, whenever the glory cloud with all that was within it, the man, the animal, when he saw them moving, he noticed that he heard a sound of a multitude. Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 24. And they went ahead the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, and the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When you say an host, a host of people, he was hearing, you know, a voice, as a voice of a crowd, you know, multitudes, many waters. Praise God. As they were moving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See it. And they stood and they let down their wings. Now, who are these? You see, what Ezekiel was seeing here was a composite body of multitudes. See, if you notice that whenever God appears, he always appears with his hosts, with his multitudes. It's never just the Lord alone, but he always appears with multitudes. Multitudes. So when he appeared to Daniel, when he spoke to Daniel, the voice was like the voice of a crowd. When he appeared to, what do you call it? in the book of Revelations to John. His voice was like the voice of a multitude, like the voice of many waters. Praise God, like a row. See, it's one body, but a composite body. See, what Ezekiel was seeing was the mystery of you and I in the glory of God. Praise God. We are the ones that form that glory. See, we are the ones, hallelujah,
amen,
that appear as the Lord appears. Now, what does it mean for you to appear? Do you know when you are walking in man, as a man, you have not appeared? That is not you. You appear when the Christ in you appears. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You appear when the Christ in you appears. There are many things Ezekiel saw in this vision. He saw lamps. He saw a rainbow. He saw everything exactly the way the Apostle John saw it in the book of Revelation. See, in the book of Revelations, the Apostle John was taken into heaven. This same vision of God and the throne of God was the same vision that John the Apostle saw in the book of Revelation. And why is God showing us all these things? Because he wants us to understand that this is the end of our journey. This is the end of the faith for us to rediscover ourselves in that glory that is beyond the veil. Hallelujah. A voice said unto John the Apostle, come up hither. What does it mean? Come up higher. And John went up into the spirit, into heaven, and the Bible says the door was open and he entered into that door, and behold, what did he see? He saw the throne of God. This same throne of God that he saw, Ezekiel saw it. You see this in the, you know, in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 26. Ezekiel saw this same throne. And he saw this same one seated upon the throne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And there's something you will notice in all of this, that there were seven lamps in front of the throne in heaven. See, now what are those seven lamps? What are those seven lamps that were before the throne? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God. See, what the Spirit of God simply does is to open our eyes to behold the one that sits upon the throne. Praise God. That is the living one. Praise God. That is the one body. You know, we talked about one body the other day.
Yes.
That there is one body, one Lord. That is the one body that we are all being gathered into in these last days. Praise God. As we hear the voice of the trumpet, as we hear messages like this, we are seeing visions of that thing that is to come. When John was taken up into heaven, he heard a vision say, he heard a voice say, I will show you things to come. Come up here, I will show you things to come. Now, things to come is concerning you and I. The end of all this merry-go-round we've done in this earth is that we discover ourselves back perfect, reconciled in that one body, which is God. Praise God. It's a glorious thing because the fullness of God dwells there. Anything that is life, you know, resides in that body. And the privilege we have as sons of God today, we who hear, is that we can be partakers right now. We don't have to die. All we have to do is to confess this mystery we are hearing now, and by faith enter back into the invisible. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, visions of God is visions of the invisible realm of God. Visions of God's kingdom. Because God is not of this world. God's world is what? Invisible. I'm talking of God's realm, where God inhabits. Is what is the invisible. And we have to be lifted up after what? Out of the earth. See, lifted out of the earth back into the invisible. The visible is the dust realm, isn't it? You know what they call dust?
Yes.
Dust is something that is perishable. It talks of vanity, something that is worthless. See, that is the earth realm. But we are being called today to be lifted out of the dust back into God's glory.
Mm.
See it. And we are the ones that sit on that throne. We are the ones that are that multitude that Ezekiel saw in the glory of God. We are the ones that, you know, have access to that world that is God's world today. We can be partakers of this only as we hear the Spirit of God and allow the Spirit of God lead us. Because there are many, many deceitfulness. You know, Jesus Christ spoke about deceitfulness of riches. What does he mean by deceitfulness of riches? He talked of deceitfulness of this physical, the glories of this world. See, shortly before he ascended the mountain to transfigure, he turned around and told the people, what shall it profit you if you gain this world and lose your soul? Because as men you are powerful, you are powerless. As men you have lost your place in your glory in God. What shall it profit you? Because the mentality of a man, the mindset of the men of this age is how they can gain this world.
Correct.
And to gather everything unto themselves.
Yes.
That is the mindset of every man.
Monopoly.
Yes. And that is the teaching of this world. It teaches you, you know, to gather unto yourself the glories of this world. But the one that is wise will seek the glory of God. Because that is tangible. That is the glory that abides forever. It shall not be taken away from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the days come. See, when the rich man awakes and discovers that he's poor. See it. And the poor man awakes and discovers that he owns all things. Hallelujah. Those that have left all for my name's sake. See, it will gain all. You notice? Those that leave all for my name's sake will what? Will gain all things. It's difficult. It's difficult. And it's, you go through a lot of scorn and you go through a lot of, but all shall see and you shall know that I have loved you. It's yes. Written there in the book of in a letter to the church in Philadelphia. It says, because you've kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the trial and tribulation that is to come upon the earth, and I will cause them all, I'll cause them around you to know that I have loved you, that they shall come and bow at your feet. See it. Praise God. Why? Because you have the words of life. You have the sustaining power, the power to sustain. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. They shall know. I think we will get the instance of Joseph. See, Joseph, who saw vision. You know, Joseph also saw visions of himself in glory. He saw visions of himself as a king, ruling and reigning. But his way up there was down. His way to the throne was through the pit. See it? His way to glory was humiliation. But at the end of the day, what happened? At the name of Joseph, the whole world had to bow to live. If you didn't mention Joseph's name, no food for you in that year. He was so exalted. Praise God. In likewise manner, the days come where everybody, even those that have mocked at you or whatever, despised your word for this adulterous generation, they shall what? Remember. The Bible says they shall look unto the one that they have pierced. See, the one that they trampled on, they shall look unto him. The cornerstone that was what? Rejected.
The cornerstone.
The stone that was rejected has become the cornerstone. Praise God. This is the beauty of it all. That you shall see the fruit of your labor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall enter into enjoy true life, bliss, and also the Lord will honor you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Because this guiding voice of the Spirit will lead you back into God's invisible world. And is able to provide for you. Praise God. He's able to provide all your needs. You were there the other day. How I was, we were burdened the other day for a place of fellowship, a place where we can have fellowship. She was there. She saw her. I was very worried. You know that we stay far away. What can we do? We can't get a place. And she heard a voice from heaven. She heard a voice. And she didn't know how the voice came. But she heard the voice telling her that we're going to get a place. And when we get a place, we should remember to glorify God. And now I went to the hotel. I was with the bank manager. With the hotel manager. The owner, not the manager, but the owner of the hotel. The proprietor, he was taking me around. He took me around the place. discussed with me, showed me all the halls and all, and he gave me a hall for free. These were halls that I almost paid 500, 600 euros for a session. He gave me for free. And I was like, what? You know? So you can see God is able to provide. Praise God. The power that is in that glory cloud, working in Christ, is able to put your bread on the table. Is able to sustain you in good health. He's able to provide for every need that you have. You need.
Yes.
See, that's why, you know, when you pray that what your will be done. Put your life into God's hand. Trust Him. Praise God.
Amen.
You know how we came to this country. You know how it was initially. But you saw how God, and we forget all these things. We men forget how God put me in places that, you know, is unthinkable places.
Yes.
I saw places where that it was not unimaginable. I entered those places. And God has always been faithful. Anything we ask for, He always gives it to us. But you know, somehow we men, we forget very easily.
I'm grateful.
Yes, we forget so easily. Easily.
Too much.
Yes. So how can we keep ourselves in remembrance? It's through prayers and continuous abstaining ourselves from this world.
Yes.
Keep ourselves in prayers and in meditation. That's why we have fellowship like this. As I'm preaching to you, I'm learning. I'm receiving. You know, as I'm standing here, you know, I've received things that I never knew before.
Mm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So let us go in by faith to enter into this fellowship with Christ.
Mm.
It's all about love, loving each other with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, because we are one body. See, the thing that separates us is our carnal minds, our belief of what we thought we were.
Mm.
But what we think we are in this world, we dissolve. And we discover that we are the one that lives forever.
That
we dissolve. Everything of the outer we dissolve. Our human identity we dissolve. You see, it's like our name is like written upon the earth. You see, no one, when it rains, for what will happen? It will wipe away. See, no matter how you try to immortalize yourself as a man, it will dissolve. Because all men will come to the knowledge of truth. That there is one that lives. And it is the one that sits on the throne. Praise God. Isn't it a privilege? We are having the keys today to enter into a place where people have searched for years. They've not been able to, we had everything today free. We've not paid a dime, it's just free of charge.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Some of us have had the privilege to even see and enter in and sit down on the throne and see everything.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of us have had those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Not just for us, but so that we can testify. That it is real. God is true.
Yes.
And He lives forever.
Yes.
Amen. Father, we bless your name.
Amen.
We exalt your name.
Amen.
Glorify your mighty name.
Amen.
Who is like unto thee, O God?
Nobody.
Hallelujah. There is no name above that name.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. And you've promised us a new name. And you shall give us that new name, which is the name of the Lord.
Yes.
So that all shall walk in that name. All shall know me from the least to the greatest. And all shall walk in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord in these last days.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Let your people be lifted up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be lifted up. Be lifted up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ascend into that reality, into
Amen.
That glory cloud.
Amen.
Be partakers of that gathering in the Lord.
Amen.
Be gathered unto the Lord. In
Amen.
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 The Lord showed you a vision for the church.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As we're praying, I saw the rod from above downwards trucking into a rock, and the rock become a fountain, water
gushing
out of it.
So what you saw, the Lord showed you a rod descending from heaven.
Yeah.
And the rod struck a rock on the earth, and the rock, you know, started to give fountains of living waters.
Yes.
Just out of it. Exactly what happened to the tree of Israel in days of old.
Mm.
See, all Moses had to do was to smite the rock with his rod, and out of the rock came out water that was able to feed the multitudes. Multitudes with their cattle, with their, you know,
whatever.
To wash their, to, for all their needs. And that rock followed them throughout their journey in the wilderness. Wherever they went, the rock followed them. And that rock was Christ. Praise God. And the words that we're hearing today are from the throne of God. See, these are the fountains of life, fountains of waters, coming to refresh us and to strengthen us in the things of God. Praise God. We are very, very grateful for this presence of God. We are very grateful for this confirmation from God. Hallelujah. We pray that.
On the other side, what I saw was a key.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Say it, sir. What did you see, sir?
Key.
You saw a key.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what we heard of the key of David?
Yes.
In the book of Revelations, chapter 3, it speaks about the key of David. I will give you the key of David.
Mm-hmm.
You who continue in the revelation of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And what does the key do? The key opens the door.
Yes.
See it? I open and no man shuts. I shut and no man opens.
Yes.
See it?
I'm
the Alpha and the Omega, yes. I was dead, but now I'm alive. And behold, I have the keys of hell and death.
Amen.
See it? God is showing us today the way we can get out of hell.
Amen.
How we can get out of our suffering. How we can get out of our misery. How we can get out of our miserable lives as men and enter into His glory. This is the key that the Lord has shown to our dad today. And our dad is not the dad that is getting the revelation today is not a young man.
Yes.
We're talking of a man who's very advanced in age,
yes,
who has seen, when I say seen, he has seen life, generations. He has traveled around the world over the years. He has met religious people of thoughts. He has mixed with people all over the world. And look at what the Lord is showing him. If the Lord can show this kind of vision, that means the Lord can also show Obama.
Yes.
That means the Lord can show anybody.
Anybody.
Praise God, because they are all the Lord's.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is for all and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's above all in all us all and through us all.
Mm-hmm.
We're very grateful for this vision. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Like a wolf on the inside.